Hello and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. So now let's talk about the video. So this video we have today is 10 ways to have a better conversation. So I know that when I talk with people, sometimes it feels like they're just waiting to talk. They're not really listening and they just say something totally different, and it's so obvious that they weren't listening, they were just waiting for their turn to talk. This is really annoying to me, but this video should give you some tips on how to improve your conversation, so I recommend you watch the whole video, and it's very interesting and very good, I think. Okay, so now on to the sentence. Number 9, listen and look. I know it takes an effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone. But if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation. Stephen Covey said it very beautifully. He said, most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply. Again, number 9, listen and look. I know it takes effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone. But if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation. Stephen Covey said it very beautifully. He said, most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply. Okay, so that's quite a long couple of sentences there. So let's look at the first word, effort. This is a noun. 就是努力的意思。 This is work done by the mind or body. Energy used to do something. For example, climbing Mount Everest takes a lot of effort. And now, effortless. This is an adjective. This is showing or needing little or no effort. So it appears very easy. 就是容易的意思。 For example, Lionel Messi makes playing football look effortless. Now let's look at the word attention. This is a noun. This is the act or power of carefully thinking about, listening to, or watching someone or something. 就是注意的意思. For example, the teacher shouted at the students, pay attention, I'm talking. Now let's look at attentive. This is thinking about or watching something carefully, paying careful attention to someone. 就是注意的意思. For example, the students were watching their teacher very carefully. They were very attentive. Now let's look at conversation. This is a noun. 就是会话的意思. This is an informal talk involving two people, or maybe a small group of people. For example, I want to improve my conversation skills, so I watched this video. Now let's look at converse. This is a verb. This is to talk, usually informally, with someone. This is a formal way to say this. 就是交谈的意思. For example, every time I converse with my best friend, he always makes me laugh. Again, remember this is formal way to say to talk. Converse, to talk with someone. Now let's look at conversationalist. This is an adjective. It just means a person who likes or is good at conversation. 就是交谈者的意思. For example, my friend is a great conversationalist. He always has lots of interesting stories. Now let's look at beautifully. This is an adverb. 就是美丽的意思. So it just means being something very attractive. For example, Lionel Messi plays the game of football very beautifully. I'm trying to introduce more football-related sentences into pronunciation challenge. So next word is beautiful. This is, again, it means very attractive, and it's an adjective. 就是美丽的意思. For example, Many people say that Scarlett Johansson is a very beautiful woman. Now, beauty. This is a noun. So again, it's the quality of being physically attractive. 这是美或者美丽的意思. For example, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So that means somebody might think something is very beautiful, but another person might say, no, that's very ugly, not beautiful. Now let's look at handsome. This is an adjective. 这是英俊的意思. This means something with a pleasing appearances that causes romantic feelings in someone. For example, many people say that David Beckham is a very handsome man. Now, let's look at intent. This is a noun. 这是意图的意思. This means the thing that you plan to do or achieve, an aim or purpose. For example, I do pronunciation challenge every day. My intent is to improve my English pronunciation. Now let's look at intentional. This is a noun. 这是有意的意思. This is done in a way that is planned or intended. For example, I apologize for not including your name on the guest list. It was not intentional. Now let's look at unintentional. This is an adjective. 这是非故意的意思. This means not done in a way that is planned or intended. For example, sorry, I accidentally hit you with the ball. It was completely unintentional. Okay, guys, that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Now let's look at the sentence one more time. Number 9, listen and look. I know it takes effort and energy to actually pay attention to someone, but if you can't do that, you're not in a conversation. Stephen Covey said it very beautifully. He said, most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply.